Luke chapter 1. Since many have written in order a declaration of the things that are most surely believed among us, just as they delivered them to us, who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very beginning, to write to you in order, most excellent lover of God, so that you would know the certainty of the things about which you have been instructed. In the days of Herod the king of Judea, there was a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord without blame. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both senior citizens by then. And while he performed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, he happened to be assigned to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the time of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right hand of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and became afraid. But the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he'll go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man and my wife is an old woman." And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and am sent to speak to you and bring you this happy news. And see, you'll be unable to speak until the day that these things are performed, because you don't believe my words, which shall be fulfilled at the proper time." And the people waited for Zechariah, and were surprised that he remained in the temple for so long a time. And he came out, and he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. And as soon as the days of his ministering had ended, he went to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus has the Lord dealt with me in the days in which he looked at me, to take away my reproach among men." And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Hail, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and wondered in her mind what kind of greeting that was. And the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And see, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David, and he shall rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end." Then said Mary to the angel, "How will that happen, seeing I'm not married?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Ghost shall come on you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also the holy thing that shall be born from you shall be called the Son of God. And see, your cousin Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, And this is the sixth month with her who has been called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, I am the handmaid of the Lord, let it be as you have said. And the angel departed from her. And Mary got up in those days and hurried into the hill country, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah, and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby jumped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For see, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby jumped for joy in my womb. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of the things that she was told from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has seen the low estate of his handmaiden. And for see, from now on, all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and lifted up those of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and he has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his children forever. And Mary stayed with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should receive deliverance, and she gave birth to a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zechariah after the name of his father. And his mother answered, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said to her, There is none of your kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they were all amazed. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed. And he spoke and praised God. And fear came on all who lived around them. And all these sayings were told around throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all of these who heard him laid them up in their hearts, saying, What kind of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he has said, as he said by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant to us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, could serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for you'll go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, by which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the deserts until the day of his showing to Israel.